Oh, what?
You're,
Just because I'm talking
like
about
a fly in your Cheerios or something. You are pissed. No. What's going on?
I'm not pissed. I'm just saying, man, the roosters are coming home to roost. That's all
I'm
saying, man.
Are you saying that they got what they deserve? Is that
no,
what you're saying?
No, I'm saying nobody deserves that. I'm saying nobody deserves that. But when you for centuries upon centuries, shit's bound to go wrong, man. The wires are going to get crossed. That's all I'm saying.
20 seconds in, Wayne. You're going to have to hit the bleep button.
I'm going to be editing all this shit out. I know.
They don't even know what we're talking about, people. Yeah, but, I mean, come on. We haven't even said anything. All right? I just wanted to be kicked out of a cannon, and I am this morning. I think it's because Wayne is back, and I've been holding on to all of this stuff. And now I'm just unleashing it now that Wayne is here so that he can clean up all of my mess.
So you guys are still
you've been holding
it
to unleash it on
week,
Wayne huh? so he can clean up your mess.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Selfish bastards.
Oh, what? Talk about selfish bastards, Wayne. Yeah, talk about selfish bastards. We're going to get into it in a little
bit. Well, actually, let me start off with the episode. So first off, actually, Brian, you made a great suggestion right before we started recording. I want to apologize to the fans. I did what I could to help edit last week's episode, but you know what? You can only fix so much, you know?
That's right.
No, to be fair, like the guy's episode, I was listening to it afterwards, made me laugh, and it was a great show, and you guys did a fantastic.
Oh, thanks, man.
What was your favorite part, Wayne?
The favorite part was about the 1 minute 45 minute mark. Yeah, 1 hour. Yeah, 1 hour, 45 minute mark. I think that's when it was done.
The end. Yeah. The end, yeah. It's always everybody's favorite.
No. I was gonna say,
that's my favorite too, Wayne.
That's my favorite when you get done.
I love the fact that you guys are like, oh, well, Wayne's not here. This should be a quick show.
I know. Yeah. Hour and 45 minutes later. I know. I thought for sure we were going to be underneath an hour, and it just fucking went on. It went on and on.
No, but apologies. I didn't communicate clearly to the guys. Thank you for guys. You guys were perfectly fine, and you did a fantastic job. So well done.
Thanks.
But I do have a challenge for this week.
Under an hour and a half.
Hour and a half. When we officially start this, kick off the show, I'm going to put a timer on my phone right now. Okay, this is the challenge.
Dude, but have you looked at the fucking Notion notes, Wayne? How the fuck are we supposed
to
meet?
We added stuff. I looked at this just the other day, and I did my homework on the stuff that we had originally on there.
Yeah, and there's more shit added.
There's more stuff on here now. Exactly. Right?
You guys remember we used to do this show? We used to put the 1 minute 30 second timer to give you your quick hot takes on the show.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I'm not gonna do that. You guys are gonna have to have your own internal clock, but I will be holding up a stopwatch and just to give you guys a good idea where we're at. And this is for listeners. If there's a hard edit at the end of the show, you know why.
Add more pressure. Why don't you win? What the fuck? You know what? Can you go back to camping? Go back into the fucking forest.
That you're supposed to come back relaxed. What the hell? Right? Didn't you go hug a tree or eat granola or something? Come on. You're supposed to come back relaxed.
Yeah, just go with the flow, man.
Kumbaya by the fire.
Now he's telling us an hour and a half. I've got a timer on you guys. Right? If you're not hitting it, we're going to just dump the show.
That's right.
Oh, my God. Anyway. All right, are we ready to get this going since Wayne
has
got us on?
Apparently, we've got a time limit. Yeah, let's get it going. All right, guys. For a mock speed show today, let's do this. Let's kick those tires, light those fires, and smack that ass. Let's get it going. Woo!
Woo!
Boom! Welcome to the con.
I guess an hour and a half isn't really mock speed, but it is for us. Oh, man. Well, Wayne, welcome back. You were missed, and nobody's more happy that you're back than our fans. Trust us. Welcome back. I hope it was relaxing. We're giving you a lot of shit, but it's because we missed you. But and you didn't take
us. We love you.
And it was a surprise to us all that you were gone. So
that's what I've gathered when Dana called me.
She was a total fucking surprise.
My work phone, which I have like somewhat reception. She goes like, "Hey, did the guys know you're camping?" He's like, "I'm pretty sure I told them." I'm like, "Oh boy." And when I looked at the time, went, "Oh man, this is 8 o'clock. Oh shit."
Yeah, we had to call poor Dana because we're sitting here like for a half hour. We're going, and then we kept like debating. We're like, did Wayne say he was going to be gone this week?
I know, right?
I don't know. Course,
none of us pay attention to anything. You
said,
like,
well, no, you said you were going to be camping, but I thought you just said you were going to miss the production meeting and you were coming back.
Oh, I like did Saturday not. So night. That's my communication. You know, it's always better to be clear than assume, right? So that part I will land on. I did not say that I was going to be missing the production meeting. I just said I said I was going to be camping and I won't have reception. I should have said I won't be around for the whole weekend. But there was also a reason why the BO report was set up for this past weekend, because I wouldn't have to be part of it. That's why I went.
There
planned
was a
it
method
out,
to we, the madness. So you're saying
we should have read between the lines and got it.
Yeah, right. We don't need to expect that every time there's a BO report.
It's all on us.
Yeah,
guys.
Every single time there's a BO report, is that now your exit card? Is that what's going to happen?
I did not say that. But when I did create this, when the format for all the show formats for the month of March, I did tell you guys then that I won't be available.
We have memories like a goldfish. Okay, you've got to constantly remind us.
So true. And I'm old, man. We're over 50. Like half of us are over 50 right now. Okay,
yeah, that's true.
You know, you gotta communicate.
You know, and that's the thing. That's my fault. I should have recognized that the fact that the retention of information is a bit challenging.
All we're saying, Wayne, it's not that we don't believe you that you told us. I'm sure you did. But
you need to realize
who you're working with. And
and after 3 years, if you haven't fucking figured that out, come on now. Jesus Christ.
No, I want to say, after you told us, I remember.
You know what? It happens to me all the time when I have a certain conversation. It's like, yeah, I told you this. Oh, I guess so.
Is this a bad time to bring up like next week? Are we recording next week? I mean, because I'm going to be out of town. So, and it's Easter. So are we recording?
I got to be honest with you. I have children still, and they would like to do Easter stuff in the morning.
Okay. Well, we'll talk about that.
We'll talk about it.
So, all right. Everybody, we're not having a show next week except for Orin. So Orin's going to be the one.
It's going to be our highest rated show ever.
Just dad jokes and dad jokes and all of that gloriness and all the facts and Skeletor. It's going to be, just tune in. Listen next week, guys. The Easter episode is going to be all
What's
Orin.
In Orin's Easter egg?
I don't know if we want to know. Open that up, crack that one open. Right?
I do. I'm always curious about what's inside his Easter eggs.
It's like Eddie's box.
All right. Well, guys, how was your week? We know Wayne went to reconnect with the wilderness and got all like his soul right. He got grounded. He got his outside on. You know, I don't know what you want to call it, but he looks refreshed.
He got his outside on. What the fuck does that mean?
I want you to realize that I woke up 7 minutes ago. Okay. And I feel like I'm doing pretty good for that.
That's debatable, man. Hey, cup of coffee, man.
That's really an improvement. You're just like rolling right in, still in your work gear.
I had a long night last night. I actually spoke to Tony yesterday afternoon, and I was on my way home from coming home from work from a long day, and then I was off to one of my hockey games, and I actually played in two hockey games last night. They're back to back, so almost 4.5 hours of hockey, which was kind of an insane for an out of shape old man like me, but it was a lot of fun. I am definitely feeling it this morning, but it was great.
It's all signs.
I had a blast. Signs of what? That I should do this more often, because I feel pretty good considering. But
that's good.
Considering it's that last part. Considering. Yeah. Yeah. It only goes downhill from there.
Considering.
We won both of our games, which I think affects my mood. So
that's awesome. All right. So, there you go, man. Congratulations.
Clinched a playoff spot for one of my teams, which is
Jesus Christ. You guys have playoff spots every fucking like 2 weeks, it seems like.
No,
what's
it's because I play
that?
On two teams, and they're a couple months apart on where they are in our seasons. So as one team ends, it's usually like I'm in the middle of another season for the other team. So now we're kind of, we have a few more games left in the regular season, but we've clinched. So technically we could lose every game now in that on that team and still make the playoffs, but we're not going to do that.
No.
And then in my second game, I had a goal and three assists. So
hey,
I felt like I had a stronger second game than I did in the first.
But, yeah, because you were just getting warmed up, man.
That's
how it I accept nothing but a hat trick.
Right?
Nothing. Right. You failed.
That's right. Back on that ice. Don't come back to the stud. But that was kind of my marathon night. And then getting home around a little after midnight, out of the shower and in bed around 1 a.m. and up at 7:15 to record with you guys.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, my week was filled with driving. I just drove a lot. Yeah. Well, no, it was nice. It was good, man. I'm glad when I can get out and I can meet people. You know what I mean? Because I'm kind of here. What do you mean? What? What'd you say?
No, I said, and you like to drive also, so.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, that's true. So, got to listen to some books. I revisited a book that I think you, Brian, you should probably put in your rotation.
Okay, what is it?
Extreme Ownership by Jocko Willink.
Extreme Ownership.
Yeah, you should listen to it, man. I think
I own all my shit. So what?
No, you don't, dude. You don't. Yeah, you I do don't. Not own your shit. No, you don't. You don't. You don't. You do. You do. You think you do? But
I do.
When you listen to the book, you realize you don't own shit. It's the same way.
I need to own more.
Yeah, yeah. You need to own more. Exactly. That's exactly the whole. Did you ever
listen to that book I recommended to you a while ago?
Yeah, I got halfway through. I have to be frank with you.
Yeah,
these fantasy books are not my thing, man.
Sci-fi. It's not fantasy.
Well, but. They're
in fact, you're wearing a sci-fi shirt on right now as we speak.
Yes, I am. You know why? Because they make fun of sci-fi shit. That's why I wear this shirt.
Yeah, this is definitely not a comedy.
I'm wearing a Mystery Science Theater 3000 shirt.
All right. So, it's not for you. I get it.
But I'll listen to it. I'll listen. I'm halfway through it, and it's actually a really kind of – I mean, this book, man, it just
– it's intense.
It's borrowing. And it's borrowing from so many other, like, stories. It's just – it's crazy. So I'll finish it, but I'm more into like the psychologies, the sociology, the history of mankind. That kind of shit is what gets me kind of into things.
Comic like stuff.
How the mind works. I'm reading another book right now. I'm in the middle of it called, I can't remember the name of it.
Extreme
Ownership. It's a good, really good book.
That good. So riveting.
Yeah, but anyway. Hold on. I'm gonna put that. I'm sorry. Who's the author of the Extreme Ownership? I'm going to put it on my list right
Jocko,
now.
Jocko.
Jocko.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. So
yeah, it's a good book. I've listened to it twice. So it's good because I have to revisit some like leadership skills and things of that nature. But anyway, it's a great book. Oren, how was your week, man? I know the timer's running, so.
I was on mute. Sorry. My week was actually pretty darn good. I mean, I went to work. That's that. But on what day was it? Was it Friday? ESPN 710. Where Parker works. And anyway, one of the sports shows, they were having a live recording from a Pizza Hut just basically around the corner over here. So I went to that and hung out, had some pizza and wings and,
That sounds amazing.
You know, got to watch the show in person, which I had seen, you know, I mean, it's like, you know, anyway, and you know, most of all hung out with Parker a little bit in between his working, you know, he broke away for a little bit to, talk to his old dad, you know,
nice.
no, but yeah, it was just, you know, just sort of to brag on Parker for just 1 second. Yeah. Met some of the higher ups in the company. And they, you know, they just told me how great it was to have Parker working with them and basically how great he is, you know, which reiterated how great I am. And
yeah,
you know,
then take I come all on the with credit.
You guys and it goes take to how great we are. It, so, yep. You know, yeah. It all Amen. Comes around.
Sir, did you plug our show? Did you plug our show to the execs at ESPN? Probably not.
Yeah, we don't want to hurt Parker's career.
So true. Yeah. So true.
So anyway, so yeah, so that was fun. And other than that, just relaxed and chilled.
Sweet. That's good, man. Well, you know, it's been a busy week. I think we got a call. You have the bumper for. Oh, go ahead, Wayne.
Where is my, like, hey, how my camping trip was, you know? You guys just skip over me.
I thought you guys don't care how your camping trip was.
Okay, sorry, Wayne. Sorry, Wayne.
The bottom line on that, Wayne, is you left us. Right. So therefore,
we have abandonment issues, man. We have abandonment issues. We're still scarred.
Oh, okay? Look who wants to talk now. It's Wayne.
We trauma bonded last week, man.
Where was this last week?
We really trauma bonded. I know, exactly.
You guys were the three amigos last week, man.
How was your week? How was camping?
The camping trip was actually, I was also with one of our longtime listeners, Donald. He was there.
Sweet. Hey, Donald.
So shout out, Donald. He's the one he coordinates every year, or tries to coordinate every year, and he's been doing it for years. And it's a bunch of group of guys that will go out there and is up into the Los Padres National Forest.
Nice.
And it was the best weather we've ever had up there. So we had a fantastic time. No one got hurt. My hatchet was, how would I put this? Put to best use, but the handle got destroyed because it was part of a challenge that we had. So I still have the axe head, but the handle.
What did you do to the handle, Wayne?
Whoa.
Bunch of dudes in the forest and the handle doesn't make it. What's going on? Saying,
no. what happens in the forest stays in the forest.
That's right.
And did Donald tell any jokes?
Actually, we're around the campfire. So him and there's another guy named Nick, they were just throwing back and forth dad jokes, and they were just staring at me, down. And I'm looking at them like, you son of a bitches. You know, I mean,
I can't get away from it. Yeah. It follows me everywhere.
So I think Donald gave Nick a heads up, and they had some fun at my expense. And then it was just a beautiful day, and also there was a beautiful time. And we had maybe one or two beers and just a couple, you know, so
just one or two.
Yeah. But I do want to say, share one thing. Since I got to be a listener to last week's show versus being part of it.
Yeah.
I have listener feedback.
Oh, okay. All right.
Straight from the source.
I know. Straight from the source. Straight from the horse's mouth.
So I'll start off with this. Oren.
Yeah.
The polar bear joke. How did you fuck that up?
What is that joke? I mean, what was the joke? I wanted to hear it, and we never got back to it.
What was the damn joke? Hold on.
Okay, while you go, we'll get back to that. Okay, so I was looking at the Vaz one. No, that would not have worked. I looked at that. I heard that, and I was like,
That seems like it'd been right up your alley.
You know, honestly, because he fucked up the polar bear joke. Okay, first, tell us the polar bear joke.
The polar bear joke was basically. What do you call a polar bear in the jungle?
Lost.
What?
Lost.
There we go. Okay.
Oh, gotcha.
But I said, what do you call a lost polar bear in the jungle?
Oh, so we fucked it all up.
Okay. Yeah, honestly, that would have made me laugh. Just to let you know. That made me chuckle while I was listening to it. You know, you fucked it up.
Good. All right. So then that counts towards the five already that you gotten.
It wasn't recorded on air, so it doesn't count. Hitchhiker, one leg, hop in, building. Okay, that's the more you know. Scuba diver diving backwards. Oh, yeah, that's pretty fair. TP role in life. Dude, that was cringeworthy.
No, really? That was the fucking gem of last week, man.
Man.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. So. And the way he just said it, and then we moved on, it was great. Great closer.
I'm not going to say it was. Oren does great delivery. I'm not going to say nothing against Oren and his capabilities of presenting it. It's just, I was like, man.
I thought for sure that would have gotten him. Damn it. All right.
So, speaking of which, Oren, you know what? I was double checking things because was it specifically, did you make me laugh or was it with the dad joke segment? I couldn't remember. So I did go back and listen to it and you are correct. And what we never specified, was it any particular segment or anything? So it's just making me laugh. So this is kind of combining two things about the amendments because you guys were making up rules throughout last week's
we're gonna address that.
Tony. Okay, save that for last for the making up the rules part. But I think you have exceeded your resolution, so I agree with you on that one. Okay.
Yes. All right.
Translation: he wants you to stop trying.
So you're done for the year. You're good to go. Never move on, you know.
Never.
So last thing, you guys were talking about the sounds that give you chills, right? Songs or something like that, right?
Yeah.
Songs I do have one and I want to share with you guys.
Okay.
Hold on. And it is specifically, let's see, I have it queued. I was going to have it queued up. Where did it go?
Why do I have a feeling this involves Brian?
Oh, I'm 100%.
Yeah. Hold on. Here it goes. It's the last part of this song.
Welcome to the BO Report. I'm Brian, and I bring the B.
And I'm Orin, and I bring the O.
Yep.
I agree with you. That gives me the chills every single time.
Brian's face.
I'm Brian, I bring the B. Brian, care to say anything?
Yeah, moving on. Let's go with the next topic here. It looks like we have an update.
Oh, speaking of the BO report, right?
Yeah. Speaking of the BO report, yeah. All I gotta say is, did the angels avoid something here?
You know? Yeah, it looks like, man, looks they really like they dodged might
have.
Something.
I'm gonna let, yeah. Hey, Orin, do you have some insight on this?
All I know, well, no one knows, you know, the truth. But yeah, it seems like there's some investigating that needs to be done because on the surface, it looks like Ipe, what's his last name? That doesn't matter. Anyway, Shohei Ohtani's longtime interpreter. Yep. Mizuhara, yeah. Okay. Yeah, so Ipe Mizuhara, Shohei Ohtani's, his interpreter and actually, I guess, longtime personal friend. I mean, well, Tony, we used to see them.
Yeah, together. Right?
Together. So anyway, it turns out, yeah, somehow either he did or he didn't. He had a gambling problem. That part I think is pretty much true. And either he did or he didn't steal over $4.5 million of Shohei's money to
fund this problem,
support that problem,
to the bookies that he was, owed.
Yeah. So when it first came out and they interviewed Ipe, he basically said the story was that, you know, yeah, I have a gambling problem. My friend, you know, Shohei, my friend, you know, he was, you know, he used the money to bail, to bail me out of a problem. And that was that. And then something happened and Shohei's people changed the story to, no, he stole $4.5 million from us.
Yep.
And then they sort of changed the story again, saying that, Shohei didn't know anything about it. The first time he heard about it was when it was brought up in a, club meeting or something. And I'm missing, I'm missing a section of that, a part of that. But yeah. So they've changed the story three times. And basically it's just like, what the heck? Really, what's going on? It sort of seems like if they just would have stuck with the first story, hey, I have a gambling problem. My friend was bailing me out.
Yeah.
But
when lawyers get involved,
exactly.
They then see some kind of issue and then they want you to reverse course on whatever you said in order to protect their client. So it's all a mess.
But also not only that, the FBI is investigating. The FBI is in it. They're investigating.
Yeah.
And
well, that's as far as baseball, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and as far as baseball goes, they don't know anything yet, so they're not taking any stance yet, just except for
But
there's going to be a lot that's going to be the scapegoat to unfold for this story.
Yeah.
I mean, nowhere near done with this. So
I went on the Twitter machine.
What a good source to get information.
And people are starting to think that maybe Shohei might be behind all of this. Maybe
Why would Twitter say something like that? The
gambling problem. Well, let's take, for example, what happened on July 22nd, 2022. A bet of $1 million was placed for the Atlanta Braves to score over 6.5 runs against the Los Angeles Angels.
Hold on. All this information is coming from Twitter, right?
This is all alleged. It's not saying it's true. Consider the source here, everybody.
It's Twitter from exactly. Pete Rose.
This guy's name is like, should I even, and I'm not going to give his name. Anyway, so this was then parlayed with the Braves with under 3.5 runs. The bet was placed with a bookie in Mizusawa, which is Shohei Ohtani's hometown, the pitcher for the Angels. That day, hold on one second. That day, Shohei Ohtani, the stats for Shohei that day were as follows. 6.1 innings pitched, six hits, six ERs, and one base on balls. At the plate, you ask, zero. He went 0-for-3 with two strikeouts. Was he throwing games? I'll let you decide. So now this is what's happening now. I get all of this stuff. I know this is alleged, but this is what happens when somebody close to you with some intimate knowledge about how you're going to play and make a bet on those games with the team that you're involved in. It just does. It looks dirty on all sides. And it just,
I thought the report was that he never bet on baseball. Was that like
there was soccer, but now they're saying that there is, again, this is from somebody on
Twitter. These are not confirmed sources.
Oh yeah, that's what it was. Yeah, he only bet on soccer. Yeah, that was the other part.
So I don't know how this guy got this other information, but that is what he's stating. But you never know.
Tony's
again,
point,
this could be disinformation, misinformation, whatever.
Right. I mean, Twitter's never steered anybody wrong before, right?
No, never.
So if all the money I don't have goes missing, I'm blaming you guys.
Great. Well, because my money's probably where your money is. It's missing also.
And we all know how I'm a gambling addict with my DraftKings and my $5 bets on UFC fights. It's all public knowledge now, people.
That's what my Twitter says, which I don't have. I don't have Twitter.
Anyway, it's a shame because, again, Shohei's just a remarkable athlete. And this is what happens when you start involving folks and you're trying to help out a friend. And then all of a sudden, everything's now underneath a microscope. So just always be careful.
Bottom line
for
is,
those, yes,
there's still like we're just getting like they're just scratching the surface on this investigation.
Yeah,
I mean, a week from now, we could find out that all this stuff is probably not true. There's a whole different storyline. Who knows? We're not in the know. We have no inside information. The only inside information comes from Tony and his Twitter handle. So, I mean, like there's really nothing we know. I just know that it doesn't look good for him. This is probably a situation that the Dodgers, MLB, Shohei and his team, their family, they probably wish that it all gets avoided. And bottom line is, when this is all said and done, I'm wondering, is there going to be like a suspension involved,
Who knows?
Yeah, who knows? Who knows? We have no idea.
I don't think so because he's a cash cow, dude.
He's a cash cow for the MLB.
I don't see him.
There are athletes in the, for all sports that have been caught gambling and the penalties have been pretty steep.
Look at Pete Rose. Pete Rose is still not in the Hall of Fame because of his past indiscretions involving gambling.
I know that players have been suspended for the entire seasons. They've lost out on millions of dollars. I mean, like the major sports and their gambling policies. I mean, I've seen through all the sports that they take those penalties pretty serious. And those penalties are really steep. Go ahead, Wayne.
I just find it kind of ironic nowadays how like with the NFL, right? I think they're basically endorsing sports gambling now, right?
Right, but the players can't gamble.
Yeah, so like it's just the hypocritical nature of everything. It just like
what was his name? A player just lost a whole season last year, right? For gambling.
Probably, but I don't recall who that is off the top of my head.
But this is also ridiculous. Have you heard the latest? I don't know where this is at, but there was a rumor a couple of weeks ago that the WWE, of all things, was trying to get in and allowing people to bet on fucking WWE storylines. How fucking lame is that? Yeah. I mean, these are made up stories with people inside the ring.
Dude, that's spoiler alert, man. Spoiler alert.
What? Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. It's all real. It's all real.
Why haven't we talked about this in your Tony controversy segments?
Well,
because is this what Twitter's telling you?
Yeah, no, I actually wasn't there was a story. I think the WWE did that, right?
I think I think that has something to do with because it merged with UFC.
Yeah, that's true.
And so they're trying to make it all one encompassing thing. But like you said, it's ridiculous because. I mean, we all know it's real, but, you know, it's made up stuff.
It is. It's so dumb. At any given point, like 10 years ago, gambling was this forbidden subject. But because our politicians are inside the pockets of all of this big money, guess what? Now it's okay for you to fucking bet on whatever you want, whenever you want, in whatever state you're in. I know California, I think they're trying to, it's still legal there. But again, this is just more of big money trying to get more of the money from you. And fuck any repercussions or fuck any kind of addiction that you might have because of it or due to it. It's just, it's insane, man. Enough already. We need to stop with all of the betting. But that's going to be one of my other core tenets of our city hall. Rain, Warren.
Wait, you're for it or against it? I'm confused.
I'm against it. Even though I bet, I get it. But I only put like $5.
You're right.
On.
This is where I'm confused.
It's just
do as I say, not
exactly,
as I do.
Exactly. That's exactly right. Just like our politicians up in Washington, D.C. I want to tell you what you should do with your money, and that's it. And then, you know, I'll do whatever I want. Anyway, what were you going to say, Wayne?
Before we move on to one of the best segments of all time,
yes, you know,
the Big O's, was it Bugaboo?
Yeah,
big fact of the week. Yeah. Interesting information for your day. I don't know, whatever you want to call it. Amendments, rulings.
Okay. We need to talk about this. Oh, come on, it's such crap.
It's not crap. What are we talking about?
It is crap.
Not crap.
You copped out, and I'm calling you out.
Well, you get crapped out this on what? We don't even know what the fucking poll results are. So why don't we?
I'm going to bring it up. Before we even know what the poll results were, you last week, or I'm sorry, you go back 2 weeks ago. Yes. You put out a challenge for yourself.
Yes.
That you would eat a peep taco with
the bomb,
Beyond Insanity, the bomb hot sauce on the peeps.
Yes.
If we had a certain download number and you came up with this number. Now, I'm going to go on record right now. And I know that you made a big deal out of this. Mm-hmm. But I called nobody to inflate our numbers. Okay. I called nobody. So I know you don't believe that. And I'm not going to be able to convince you otherwise. I accept that. You know, just because I happen to have family who listens to the show, I called nobody.
Okay.
But you put a challenge out
there, I did.
Into the ethers, into the universe.
Yes, I did.
And that challenge was met. So
I don't know.
Let me finish. As soon as that was met, now you realize, oh my gosh, I'm going to have to eat this disgusting thing, and it will wreck you. I'm not discounting. Right. I don't want to.
I did this 3 weeks ago. I know it's going to wreck me.
So now comes Tony's gears in his mind. I need to amend this somehow.
No, they gave me what I want.
Now I need to sway it so that it somehow it's not fair. I'm not going to give them what I promised them, and I'm just like, this is bullshit. You know, like you said a thing. they complied with your request, and now you want
out. No, I left it to the people to decide, right? No, I left it to the people to decide.
They decided by voting, yes. Or by downloading.
No. They're deciding this week on whatever they say. And if they say that I have to eat the peep taco because we got more downloads, then so be it. I will do it.
Wayne was not here last week for all this. Wayne,
okay, try me.
Listening right. back to the show, what did you think of this whole conversation?
It's definitely you guys being you. So I was definitely entertained listening to that. So it was kind of like, oh, I haven't heard that bickering about something in a while. It was nice to hear. Tony is true to form. He's
yes,
flip-flopping,
he is.
Icy hot. Yes, you know, he is. As he goes.
Flip-flop. No, I don't want to do that now.
Again, I was looking for more listeners, not more downloads.
I would agree with Tony's, with the unique listenership, you know, that increased 20%, which was, the number was not necessarily a number, it was a 20% increase of increase in downloads. Now, it wasn't specified who was that is, how that was going to be accomplished. So, yes, I would prefer to be unique listeners. Same. Ultimately, did it meet the goal of that? Technically, that's a yes. But because it is a technically a 20% increase. So
what do you say? If you were to make a ruling, Wayne, is Tony eating a peep taco or not?
If I go by what was agreed upon on the show when we based on the downloads and the whole thing, Yeah, Tony, I'm sorry.
No.
Listen, I'm pulling up the dashboard
right now. And you guys want to see? Okay, you guys really want to? You want me to pull out the big guns?
No, I don't believe you.
I'm pulling out the big guns.
I want you to see something. The argument is you trying to manipulate the stuff so you don't have to do what you
Can you guys
promised.
See my screen?
Yes, this has nothing to do with what you said, where we're at with our downloads.
Oh my gosh, my mind's changed all completely. You know, like whatever.
Listen, look the past 28 days. What's the percentage point there?
It says 14%.
Did we do 25%?
Positive.
Did we do 25%?
That's what we asked for downloads.
If you guys want to bring the downloads into it, I'm going to bring the downloads into it. So let's do it.
Well, for one, the metrics are off because we said 20% and 28 days is beyond 2 weeks.
Okay, well then, look at the last 7 days.
This once again, that's last 2 weeks.
All right, so
fine, Tony. Don't do it, Tony. Just don't do it.
Hold on, you promised them something,
but don't do it.
No, I left it to the people to vote. If they decide that's what I'm going to
do. They don't want to see you eat the bomb. I'm down with it.
I am so down with it. Enough said. Let's get on to the Bugaboo Fact of the Week, and let's just end this once and for all. Hold on.
We'll end it. Here's Bugaboo Fact of the Week. You can't play. I'm sorry, Oren. Just give me 1 second. You can't play that music shut me up.
I'm not shutting you up. I'm trying to get us.
All right, I'll talk to shut you up.
If Tony doesn't eat the peep tacos like he promised, I will do it for our listeners. So they get something.
Oh God! Oh,
I will do
geez,
it.
Are you fucked?
We all know that's great content. So here we go. Ready for some Joe Scott?
Yes,
here we
yes,
go.
Or oh, save us,
Muda, please.
All right. So, you know, just getting right to it. Everyone loves this. They know they do. Wayne, you know you do. Here we go. All right, guys. Just want to ask you a question. You know, if humans created money, then who's the world indebted to?
Okay.
Don't know.
I mean, where are those chimes? I mean, now I'm thinking. You know, Thank you.
Hey guys, what did the buffalo say to his boy before he went to college?
What?
Bye, son.
That was a really good joke.
That was funny,
that
Wayne.
Was good.
Why all of a sudden were you like, oh, that was a great joke?
Yeah, that was good.
Sure, guys.
You got a head nod, Oren. You got a head nod.
You know, I'll take it. any little chance I get. Guys, you know, the other day I went to the paint store to get thinner. It didn't work.
That would do. Wayne put his head down.
Oh, I think Wayne puts his head down when he starts to laugh.
He did. He laughed on that one. I know he did.
He doesn't want to laugh, but he did.
He just went like this to hide it. Oh, okay.
Hey, guys. Hey, a little alcohol related here. You know, did you know that alcohol increases the size of the send button by 82%?
Yes, I did know that.
Where's that button?
Send button.
And you know, just to end, just to finish this thing off here, guys. What if soy milk was just regular milk introducing itself in Spanish?
Oh my god, that reminded me of something.
I thought Wade had a revelation.
Talk about a curveball. I did not see that one coming. Right.
Yeah, well, actually, because I saw something on social media this morning, last night. So, Orin, same thing. Someone was like so pissed off, they were complaining because they went to buy soy chorizo, but they thought it was someone, the chorizo calling themselves I am chorizo in Spanish.
I am chorizo. Oh, it's freaking hysterical.
That's funny.
You know what, Orin? I like that one because I was fresh in my mind. So you know what? You get the horns on that one.
All right, well, sweet. All right.
Nice. I got the horns.
So we got, you know, okay, just got a couple facts here. I'm sort of stalling for time because I don't know what is, you know. You know the saying beer before liquor, never been sicker?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I like to say, but toothpaste before OJ, dead.
I need like a truth button somewhere.
So, you know, this week's fact, I was feeling lazy, so I, you know, sent my factors out to try to find something for me, just to see what they said, and I think, you know, they got a hold of our favorite correspondent, our special, you know, counsel, whatever he is.
Oh, sweet.
Let me see if I can get a hold of him here. Right. Let me see, try to get a hold of that. Okay, got a dial tone. You know, Castle Grayskull is way up on top of the hill in Siberia. So, here we go. Skeldor, see what you got to say.
Until we meet again.
Oh. No. Ah.
Listen here, you little
sh**. Oh.
Until we meet again.
Well, there you go. So, I didn't know I was going to get vulgar there at the end. I had to censor him. Had to be quick with the censor button.
Nice.
Skeletor, thank you for those for those kind words.
Those inspiring words.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, everybody, just remember that, you know. When you start with all due respect, you're really insulting people. Yeah.
So, I got to remember that.
That is a good one. Where's the more you know on that one? There you go.
Gotta love Skeletor. You keep, you know, coming in the pinch when I'm not prepared. All right, guys, hey, why do we go to a poll result here? Yes, we've already talked about it, so I'm just going to get right to it. The poll result was, how should the peep taco be determined? Peep taco? Peep taco. Yep.
Peep taco. Taco.
not the peep taco. That's something totally different. How should that be determined? Well, with either unique listeners or most downloads, with a 56% to 44%.
Ooh.
It was close. But the people said unique listeners.
Oh.
As well. Tony dodged a bullet.
I know. So, Brian's going to eat the bullet, I guess.
I will. I will.
Why?
I will do what you said.
Why?
Because it's for our fans. Our fans did what we asked.
How did they do
it? They should get rewarded.
What do you mean? One fan
did
it.
Say
one fan did it. We need more listeners, man. That's what we need.
I agree. We would love more listeners. Yes. But you know what? They did what we asked, and I will do what we promised.
Oh my God, really? This is not fun now, dude. Come on.
You know why?
Then
you do it.
Then I do it. I'm not going to do it, man. If our fans said, let's not do it.
You came up with that afterwards.
Oh, Wayne, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Well, you pulled up metrics,
okay,
and I'm going to show you what we see from a weekly basis, and then what the anomaly was 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
Okay.
I see that.
Yeah, would you consider that to be a 20% increase at least?
Yes, I would.
Yeah. But is it better? But once again, I think all of us agree we want more unique listeners.
Yes, sure. We do.
So, fans, share it with someone. Tell someone to listen to the show.
Yes, please.
Yes.
And guess what? You're not forcing me to do anything, man. You're not forcing me to do anything. I'll give you one more week. I will have the peep tacos ready next week. And if we see I'll even do it to 10% more. Listeners.
Okay.
If I have unique listeners, 10%, I will eat the beef taco. I'm going to have it on ready no matter what next week. So I will.
Wayne, I did not see. Oh, hold on. I just want. I did not see how many unique listeners we had. What is 10% of whatever the number we have?
I'll have to check that out. Yeah, but
let's get the number. Okay.
Yeah. We'll come back to that. I'll circle back.
All right.
I even brought it down to, it was 25%.
I feel like I had to force you.
10%. What do you mean? You're not forcing me to do anything. I will have the peep taco ready. I will have it ready next week and I will do the challenge. So between now, which is Wednesday, and Sunday when we record,
okay,
please let everybody know.
We record.
Yeah. Everybody, let everybody know. Brian, call all of your family. Have them all start listening to the show.
They're not unique listeners. They already listen to our show.
No. Unique listeners are fine. It's just a different person downloading. It doesn't have to be new listeners, just unique listeners.
Unique listeners.
My family listens.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, I need to give a shout out, and I didn't do this earlier. I need to give a shout out to Aunt Debbie. Once again, Aunt Debbie has always been clutch for
Aunt
us.
Debbie.
She is now traveling internationally, and guess what she is doing? She is representing the Knowledge and Nothing podcast with the bumper sticker on her, on her thermos.
She's in Europe right now.
Yeah, she's in Europe, totally promoting the show. So thank you, Aunt Debbie, for doing that.
Yeah, thank you Aunt Debbie.
Again,
we love you.
I'm sorry. Part of my family who Tony was just shitting on a second ago.
I don't shit on your family. I'm just saying, Brian, get them to listen. That's
Aunt
all
Debbie.
I'm saying. But Aunt Debbie's always...
Aunt Debbie is one in a million.
Yes,
let me just tell you right there.
She has been there since day one, and she has been our most ardent and fanatic fan. She is. There are maybe a handful of people that have been there since day one. Some have kind of gone by the wayside, but some have always stayed true to us. And Aunt Debbie is definitely one of those folks. So again, thank you, Aunt Debbie.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes. All right. Now, what are we going to, you put something in?
And if we don't get 20 million more listeners in Europe.
20 million.
I feel like we
failed,
gents,
Debbie.
We are at the 43.
I know. We got a lot to talk about.
Let's get it.
Conocopia here.
All right. And you know what?
Hey, I tried to move
it. I get you. I know. We got into an argument.
We got into a little scuffle
that we haven't had in a while. And I'm sure Wayne loved every single second of that. All right. When we come back, folks.
I know
it's been a while, but we are going to catch you up on everything.
It's been a while.
Everything pop culture right after a word from Soy Cake Candles.
This and every episode is sponsored by Soy Cat Candles, benefiting shelter animals and treating your nose holes since 2016. Visit soycatcandles.com to shop the latest product. Meow, meow.
Welcome back, everybody. Are we in?
We're in.
Are we
we're in. Yeah, no, we're
Mike,
back.
Mike, timer didn't
sure
start.
About that?
We're back. We're back. We, man. So Brian and I, we really had it out. We were fighting. It got bloody. I think Brian left a black eye on me, and I left his nose a little bit runny. I didn't do any kind of damage to him whatsoever, but he beat me up pretty good in the past break. But we have
he's joking, of course. We're doing this like,
but anyway,
on Zoom. Anyway, my legal team went over with Tony's legal team, and we came to a consensus of the upcoming
Taco Challenge.
Yes. So the ruling is within the next 2 weeks, as of this recording. So are we starting it Sunday, Wednesday?
Starting from Wednesday.
When you hear this episode,
right, if we get a 10% bump in unique listener downloads. Yes.
Unique listeners.
Unique listener, and that phrase has to be specified.
For the lawyers.
Yes.
Not unique. Unique.
Tony and I will do a peep talk.
No, I will do the peep talk. You don't need to. You don't need to do it.
All right,
Brian.
All right.
I will
do it. Fine. I'd love to watch you do it.
And, I know you would.
And we will. We're giving ourselves 2 weeks as of Wednesday.
As of when you're listening.
Recording airs.
So please get out and let everybody know. Just again, we just want 10% increase in unique listeners. That's it. So just tell a friend, tell a couple of friends. Hopefully they'll listen. And all we need are those unique listeners, and I will eat the peep taco challenge. And I know Brian, because I know how competitive he is. I'm sure he's going to have a peep taco too, because that's just the way he goes. And right, Brian? That's pretty much it. Or are you just going to leave it all to me?
No way, man. You have fun.
So, again, 2 weeks. And the reason why we're doing 2 weeks is because we realize that next week is actually Easter. And we really don't want to screw Brian's whole day up with another peep taco. We found out what happened last week when he had to go to Barnes & Noble.
You get sick. Yeah. Oh, my God.
With his family.
I would like to say I destroyed that bathroom, but nothing happened in that bathroom. And I was very disappointed.
And then we all know what happened to me.
Trust me. And that bathroom did not need me to destroy it. Somebody had done that before I even got in there.
So there we go. All right. 2 weeks. All right. We're out.
We got the official clock up there.
I hate that clock.
So I gave the guys a bit of a, they had such a heated and
intense,
thorough and very tense discussion. I'm resetting the clock for the remainder of the show.
How much time
we'll
do
see
we have?
How this, right now? Yeah, 45 minutes. Geez,
okay. All right. Yeah. We can do this.
Okay. All right. Wayne, what's up, man? What are we doing next? We're going into the Cornucopia, right?
Cornucopia.
So,
play it.
Cue the music.
Don't you have it on your board?
I don't know. Hold on.
If not, I'll play it.
Cornucopia.
I like orange version.
Cornucopia.
Yeah. I like that too.
Cornucopia. No, I don't have it on here.
All right.
Step right up, folks, and welcome to the Cornucopia, where we dive into the glitz and glam of movies, trailers, and TV shows. Get ready for a whirlwind tour of entertainment news that'll leave you on the edge of your seat. So grab your popcorn and tune in, because the show's about to begin, and it's going to be a real humdinger.
That I'm so proud of that. If there's one thing I'm ever proud of, it was that. It's that. I loved it.
It doesn't compare to the BO intro.
But it means something. I know. I cut that
and
together. I did the BO report. And but yeah, this one is just because it's I don't know. Yeah, it captures an essence and a feel.
And that's What's pretty that? Cool. It's because you got to say humdinger. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, humdinger.
All right. Well, the time's clicking.
I know.
Clicking. Yep. Ticket. We've got to get going.
We got a lot of stuff to discuss this week. Trailers, movies, movie reviews, TV shows, YouTube, you name it. We're going to be covering it this week in the Cornucopia. So, Brian, you want to get us started?
Yeah. I know that I am looking forward to seeing this next week. I haven't seen it, but I know Tony had the opportunity to go see it yesterday, and it's Ghostbusters. Frozen Empire, and with that long sigh, that can only tell me that he loved the film and can't wait for them to make
Orin
a third.
That was Orin that did the sigh. So Orin, did you see it?
Is that Orin? I'm sorry, I thought
no,
that was you.
Orin.
No, I didn't see it. I just think they should have stopped at the teaser trailer. But anyway,
has anybody else seen it? I'm not gonna.
I haven't seen it yet.
How about, don't I'm spoil not, I'm not it gonna, for us.
Yeah,
but
spoiler-free
spoil
impressions.
Go ahead, spoil it. I'm not gonna see it.
All I'll say about this is. Orin has the right attitude, so don't see it. Really? Yes. Yeah. Right? We'll talk about it more in depth after Brian sees it, but I loved Afterlife. I thought it was great. I thought that they had a big monumental task and they had to achieve it, and they did that in spades. This was not that film. So that's all I'll say, and we'll leave it at that.
Can I say that I'm kind of happy that you're having such a like a hum response to it, because you and I are so opposite, which probably means I'm going to love this movie.
Brian's going to absolutely love it, and
I'm like, yes, woohoo!
There was no gravitas, nuance. There wasn't.
That's right.
The characters,
you know, they took a lot from other films. Yeah,
It just was not for me, and but the crowd, and to be fair, the crowd that was there seemed to enjoy it, and good. Most of the,
that's all you yeah, want,
and
right?
Most of them were 5-year-olds, so let's just leave it at that. Let's leave it at that. So Brian, we'll talk about it more next week.
All right, we'll talk about that. Never Ending Story live action adaptation.
I haven't heard this.
No,
I thought that the Never Ending Story was a live action movie.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Like, what did we see this? I saw it in the 80s. I have a funny story about Never Ending Story that I think I've already shared on the show. But
what's that?
Will it end?
Never. It never ends. I think that's the first time I saw boobs on a show, on a TV show.
There were boobs in Never Ending Story?
Sort of. Yes and no. It's when Atreyu was walking through, and you saw these two kind of like griffin, you know, like ladies, like half lion, half ladies, but the ladies were topless. They were statues. They were statues that shot lasers out of their eyes or something, and like their eyelids would open up and a laser would shoot out for anybody who was trying to pass those pillars. But, you know, like I'm, you know, a child of the 80s. I don't know how old I was when this came out, but, you know, I was like, oh my God, you know, like, they're topless.
And then
and it was a statue, everybody. It was a statue.
And your life changed in that very moment.
Right.
Well,
I'm like, why is Atreyu running so fast? You know, like,
what? Please, can we just keep it on there for a few minutes?
That was a quick scene. Let's go see that again.
Like a certain friend we used to have, Tony Moon, at Summer Sanitarium.
What? Oh, guys, yeah, yes. Yeah, right.
You guys want to feel old real quick? Yeah.
No, I already feel old.
The Never Ending Story, the original film, released 40 years ago.
Yeah. So I was, that seems about right, because I was about that age.
I was 11 then. Wow. Yeah, 11. Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah, so apparently there's a remake that's being brought to big screen that's in production.
So they're redoing it then, huh? Are they changing the story, or is it just going to be like a...
It's this new film adaptation, so I guess we'll get more to follow.
That's crazy. Do we really need it? This is my problem with Hollywood. They keep going back to the fucking drawing board.
You've got a lot of problems with
Hollywood. I've got a lot of problems with Hollywood lately. Like,
this could be a drinking game now with this episode. Tony's problems with Hollywood.
Let's just get into it.
The Neverending Story was good because they fought the nothing and they were looking for the orange.
Yes. Right?
Oh, that's right. Yes. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. And I remember that horse died in the mud and they had the luck dragon.
Spoiler alert.
And Zart. And
four years ago. Spoiler alert. Anyway. Yeah. I'm not looking forward to it. It was a great film. It was awesome at the time. But again, I'm just enough already. Let's find something new. Let's do like
Hollywood. Please call Tony. Sure, let him go through. Let him go through. Like
I can see.
Stuff.
I can see Red Rising being like a huge, adaptation. I can see that.
You would never see it.
No, I would. I would check it out. Yes, I would. I would.
I too think that would be a huge.
I agree
thing.
Because it has all of the elements.
Like a Game of Thrones type of series for like a big studio.
Red Rising is probably the next books that should be kind of adapted, and let's just see that story play out. you know?
I 100% behind you on that.
Yeah. I'd much rather see that than listen to it. So that's just kind of where I'm at with it. But it's entertaining, and I could see that being a huge thing. But Never-Ending Story, I mean, what are your thoughts, Brian? Do you think this is something they should even... an orange one? I mean, what do you guys think? I think it's just like...
That's not something I asked for, but I remember it from my childhood. I mean, to be honest,
sure did.
I don't know if I'd see it or not.
I won't.
But
I think they should let the story end.
Yeah.
I think they should end
the story. Was there a sequel to Never End?
Yeah, there was Never Ending Story 2.
See, I never saw that.
And they made the Oren evil.
How dare they?
Well, now I'm out.
Totally.
I know. There's a necklace at the bottom of the water. I don't know all this stuff.
Man, well, let's go on to Mr. Beast.
Yeah,
Tony
totally.
And my son follow Mr. Beast on YouTube.
Huge fan.
And,
And
I am aware of him because my son makes me buy his chocolate bars.
I have not had those chocolate bars yet. I have
so
not.
They are surprisingly good.
Are they
good.
Really? Okay.
They are surprisingly. Yeah, they
so
are.
So we're giving you a shout out, Mr. Beast, even though you don't need it. Feastables.
Right, even though you don't need us. Yeah. Right. But then I censor what my children watch on online. And so I do. Parent. I'm one of those parents that I, you know, like I he's still at that age where I need to monitor what he mm-hmm. watches. But Mr. Beast is usually one of those YouTube channels that I'm okay with him watching because he portrays this positive energy out into the world, and he's usually doing positive things with ungodly amounts mm-hmm. of money that he gets from our viewership, but he's putting that money to helping other people, and I love everything about that message.
Agreed.
And
we need more of that.
And so generally where there's a lot of to Tony's point, bad people out there in Hollywood and everything. Like, I would not categorize.
We talked about the good people too. I mean, there's good people in Hollywood, but there are some. Usually, when you get on the upper echelons of the talent,
you always get those people who ask, you know, like, oh, well, with these billionaires and millionaires, why don't they do like good things with their money? And I think he's one of those people who actually are. So, but apparently, according to my Notion notes, if my Notion notes can be believed, he is having an Amazon show. Tony, do you know
it's
going to
be
this?
So there was a bidding war that went out to all of the streaming companies, and Amazon is the one that won. And it is going to be a project called The Beast Games, and it will feature 1,000 contestants competing for, get this, $5 million in a cash payout. So it's the single biggest prize in the history of television and streaming. Mr. Beast is going to lead that. And if you've seen his videos, you know how these things work. It's going to be dwindled down to, you know, one person that's going to win the whole shebang. I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait to see what he does and how this thing is going to come to fruition. One of his most popular videos of all time was a take on the Squid Games. And I think it's going to follow something along that lines of format. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm glad to see somebody is now going to take advantage of this and bring it really to the masses, even though he's got over 100 million subscribers right now. And he just started another channel called Mr. Beast 2. And that's just for his
as if he's not busy enough.
It's
right?
For his table scraps, quite frankly. It's right. Like, whoa, here, we left this on the cutting room floor.
You know what? With all the spare time I have.
Here you go. Just do another one. Here's some more content for you. And I, again, am a subscriber to all of his channels. So, again, look forward to that coming soon onto Amazon Prime. Go ahead.
You know, what's interesting, do you guys hear about, he was interviewed about the show and his thoughts about it, and he has both excitement and also a bit of trepidation about it.
Why?
Did you hear about this?
Really?
Well, because I think Mr. Beast is extremely successful. I don't think anybody's going to argue with that piece, but I think this is the first crossover of a YouTube / from that, influencer streamer making it into mainstream media, like on that kind of format. So while I think he's probably going to be successful, but the thing is, he's that kind of the first person. So if he feels like there's also this weight of like, he needs to make sure he puts a really good product out there.
Yeah, he's paving the way, right?
so that other people will get opportunities after him.
So to me, I think that this, because he wears that responsibility on like so thickly, and he does it with his videos. You can see it. This guy is passionate about whatever he does, whatever he tries to tackle. It's gonna be transcendent. It's gonna transcend YouTube, and people are going to see it and they're gonna love it. He's like the Bob Barker. I mean, this just sounds. Bob Barker was very charismatic, and he ran the show.
I was thinking that same comparison.
But I mean, listen, showdown. How many times did you guys growing up? Spare I don't know pets, about everybody. You, and I know Oren and I have talked about this in the past. I would stay home. I would call. I would not go to school and pretend I was sick just so I could watch Bob Barker and The Price is Right. I loved it. At 10 o'clock every morning, I would just sit there and watch him for an hour talking to me about pricing games, and then, you know, making sure that your pets were spayed and neutered. I loved that man, and he brought a lot of joy to me. So
10 o'clock. Yes,
exactly. So I see Mr. Beast
speaking
doing the same
of
thing.
Bob Barker. Yes. Bob Barker scene in Happy Gilmore when he said the price was wrong, bitch, after he headbutts.
Did you actually hear?
One of the best scenes ever.
They're doing like a sequel, right? I mean, Brian, you said
they
that.
They are doing a sequel. I said that to you. I love it.
Happy Gilmore on Netflix. So look for that. I can't wait for that. Happy Gilmore 2. I don't know what they're going to do with Carl Weathers' character. I mean, that's kind of a shame, but I don't know. I love that. That movie is like, you know, the more I get older, the more I truly, truly appreciate Adam Sandler. I mean, he's probably one of my favorite actors throughout life. He gets so much shit, but this guy is constantly.
No, he's evolved. Totally. Like, have you seen some of his stuff now? Like the Space Man.
I need to see that. I have not watched it. I've heard it's really good. But,
he did a basketball one, too, that I thought was really good.
Did you guys hear about who's the actor who plays James. Shooter McGavin?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Christopher.
But that guy, right?
Yeah.
He's very, you know, you've seen him in a lot of films, but I guess somebody posted how they saw the actor somewhere out in public and they go, Shooter McGavin. They were like all pointing at him, right? And this is obviously somewhere recently. So he's, you know, it's been some years removed. And the guy turns and looks at him. He goes, guys, you guys need to just grow up, and just kind of like just totally flip it and just walked away.
What?
And they were like going, and they were like, oh shit. Wow, the actor's such a dick. Then he turns around, he goes, bow, bow, shooter guy. The shooter moved toward him.
You know what's funny about it? The actor, I don't know his name. I don't even know. He just is known as Shooter McGavin. His Twitter account is Shooter McGavin. It's not even the actor. It's like it's the role that he played, and he's constantly tweeting from that as Shooter McGavin.
That's who I am.
Christopher
McDonald.
Yes.
It's Christopher McDonald.
Yeah, Chris.
You see,
but it was so funny that he embraces it. So
I did see something on when
he was also in Grease 2.
Grease 2.
There was some kind of anniversary for Happy Gilmore. I forget how old the film is now, but between him and like Adam Sandler, they were like putting, like doing like little putting challenges and sending them back and forth to each other. I saw that somewhere on social media. I thought that was really
so
funny
cool.
and creative.
Oh, man. So, a bunch of trailers dropped this weekend, Brian. And, I mean, there's a lot to kind of uncover. So, without further ado, let's get right into it. Our trailer roundup for the week.
Yeah, starting
Hold on
in
real quick, though.
Okay.
Wait. Just, I want to get your guys' consensus, just because I think that, and maybe I'm the only one that thinks this, that some of these movies, not all, but some, should just throw out teaser trailers and that's it.
Yes.
Agreed.
You know, teaser trailer 1, teaser trailer 2, teaser trailer 3. Because if they go into it more, like, I'll just take Ghostbusters. What made me not want to see it? The trailer, the first one they showed out, the teaser trailer, I thought, oh, that is cool. And then as it went on with more, full-length trailers, I was like, this looks like shit. I don't want to watch it.
You're right. Less is more, I'm finding that less is actually more. You're 100% correct.
So, like, there's one. Well, we'll talk about it at the end here. It looks like it's the bottom. But, I mean, it looks totally interesting. But I'm afraid, you know, as they show, like, a more extended trailer, it might be like, But anyway. I just wanted to get you guys, thoughts on that.
I'm with you.
I am too. And again, I'm going to bring up a movie that we saw last week, American Fiction, where I saw the trailer and it didn't even scratch the surface. You think that you know what the story is, and then when you go and see it, it's beyond what you could even imagine what it was about. It's so good, but it did its job. The trailer should get you in the seats, and not you shouldn't show everything. You should just give little snippets to get people interested and then bring them in. It's you know, it's that mystery effect. It's show them what's going to draw them into the theater and then surprise them with whatever it's going to be on the screen. So yes, I agree. I think less is more when it comes to these trailers. What do you think, Brian?
I'm fully in agreement with you guys. Absolutely.
All right.
Yeah, there's nothing more annoying after you've seen a film and realize that you saw all the funny parts in the trailer already. Yes. And or now you know the whole storyline of a film. There's no surprise because you saw it all in a 3-minute trailer.
Yes. You know what's the worst to me?
I'm okay with it. It saves me money from going to theater.
You know what's the worst, though?
Well, that too.
This is the worst. This is the worst. Is that when you go into a movie theater and you've already seen the trailer and you already know like the line that's going to be the funny line, and that you always have that one person that just laughs louder than anybody else in the theater when that fucking line from the trailer comes on and goes, ha, 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 ha. And it's just, it distracts you from the film because you know that that line is coming up. And then there's always that one fucking person that goes, ha, 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 and just over laughs. And it just is, it's like, dude, you already saw that in the fucking trailer. We don't need to, you know, by you laughing, are you saying that you saw the trailer and now you really think it's funny in context? It's lame. Anyway, enough of that.
Yeah.
I think maybe he's that type of person who stayed away from the trailer.
Because
there are some people like me, like if I really wanted to see something, like I remember before Endgame came out, at one point I really tried to stop seeing anything Marvel, anything Marvel pop up on my social media. Like I wanted to see it in the theater. I did not want to be spoiled in the trailers. And I knew that, you know, we'll just say Marvel films in general, they like to show a lot of like special effects in their trailers to draw people in, but sometimes they can be, they can spoil the show for you. So great. I wanted to see it in the theater. Yeah. So
that's why I'm saying just have teaser trailers.
Right. Yeah. No, I'm with you, Oren.
As to always, get people hooked, and then
Oren, you're
speaking
right.
Speaking of teaser trailers, Alien Romulus.
Oh my God.
Just dropped.
Holy cow.
So I have a question.
Yes.
Aliens. One, I love all these either remakes or continuations from like the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
80 movies. Yeah. I'm an 80s kid. We've talked about this ad nauseum on our show. And I like all of these member berries that I get from all these remakes and stuff like that. But Aliens, even though I'm well familiar with the franchise, this wasn't one of my favorites. Mm-hmm. And I'm just curious, how do you guys feel about, like, do we need another Alien story? I kind of feel meh about it. And at this point, too, we know these aliens are out there in these universe, right? And they hunt us. They lay their little offspring in our stomachs. And don't we have better technology now to protect us from these things, right? How did we evolve now? Like, why do we keep going back for one without better tech, you know, or better weapons or better armor so they can't get to us?
Didn't we learn these lessons in the past seven or eight films?
Like, oh, sweet. I got my first space mission. Where am I going? Huh? Isn't that the place? It was, wasn't it? Yeah. Do we have anything? It wasn't in the budget, no.
Well, to be fair, this is saying that...
Sign me up. Let's do this.
This film is basically saying it's unconnected to the previous films in the franchise. So that's how they're getting around it.
Well, the title wouldn't suggest that. Come on.
Who knows? That's what they're saying.
It's like Halloween all over again.
I actually... Listen, I am like... I've been done with the Alien franchise for years because it's just been so bastardized and just... It's... Aliens was like the last great one. It was actually Alien 3. It took some chances. It didn't pay off, but it was all right. But then after that, it was too much. However,
where's the one where she was in the prison, right? And she was like,
yeah, that was Alien 3. That was Alien 3. That was David Fincher.
That was my last one. I was like, I did it. I saw it. I'm good with this ending, and I haven't gone back.
No, and I've seen a couple of films because I think the promise was, we're going to go back to this, and it's going to be all this. But that said, this trailer, it looks like it's going back to the old school, like 79, like Alien story. And it looks absolutely terrifying. And the director is Fede Alvarez, who happened to do a remake of The Evil Dead about 10 or 12 years ago that I absolutely loved. It was one of the most disgusting, disturbing films I've ever seen. And to see that he is now going to take on the Alien franchise and get it really back to its horror roots where it should be, I'm like, I'm fucking in, man. I saw this trailer, was not expecting anything, but I am happy like with what I've seen so far. And I can't wait to see what he's able to do with this franchise. So color me impressed by this trailer. And Brian?
I'm going to pass. I'm going to pass.
So, hey, Tony, I agree with you. It feels like it goes back to its more horror
route
versus the action sci-fi.
You know?
It's just like horror in a sci-fi environment versus the other way around, mm-hmm. right?
It's got that haunting. It looks very dark and muted. It's got this green tone. It's got these brown tones. It's really playing into the darkness of that. And I cannot wait to see this. Well, that again, check out the trailer, Alien Romulus. It's a teaser trailer that just came out. And to Oren's point, they should just leave it at this trailer. Don't even fucking put any more out there. Just leave it at this.
Nothing
this
else.
Is perfect.
Just leave
exactly.
It.
This is perfect. Right. So
save your marketing budget.
Yeah. Amen. The next thing up is The Penguin came
out. The Penguin.
Yeah, I know. What were your thoughts on that, Brian? I watched the trailer and I have some thoughts on it, but yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Max released a teaser trailer. Oh my gosh. Okay. We just got a time check. All right. I'm going to make this quick. I'm going to pass on this. This,
really?
I couldn't be less interested.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Why?
I am done with DC. I'm done with it. I am done with most comic book stuff now.
Wow.
I've just been burned by these studios. I have no faith in this. I'm not excited for what James Gunn is doing with the whole new direction of the DC universe. I could care less.
We enjoyed the Batman and we enjoyed.
I did back in the day, but too much time has passed. I feel like I've grown up and I've moved on.
Wow.
And, and I'm just like, I probably won't give this a second thought.
Wow. I feel the opposite. I loved the Oswald Cobblepot and the fact that it's, what's his face? Oh man, what's his name? What's the actor? What's the actor?
Colin Farrell.
Yeah, Colin Farrell.
Colin Farrell.
Again, in the role of the Penguin, and Matt Reeves is involved, who also did the Batman. I'm going to check it out. I think it looks good. It looks interesting. They really set it up as like a gangster.
It's Gotham Central.
Yeah, it's a gangster film, like a gangster series. And I don't know. I'm in.
Plus, I heard the Batman's not in this, and I'm just like, I don't want to watch a Batman-related show without the Batman in it. I'm just like, like, why don't I get? I ordered steak. Why don't I get the steak with this plate? Well, I got all the side dishes. Why don't I get steak?
True.
Like come
it's not
on.
A Batman story.
Yeah. What do you think, Oren? Are you? Did you like the Penguin trailer?
It's intriguing. Yeah. I mean, I looked. I'll check it out. I mean, you know, it's on Max, so it's not in the theater. Yeah. It looked interesting. You know, I sort of like side stories of other characters, you know, within the whole atmosphere. So, I'll check
it out. What about you, Wayne? What were your thoughts?
I think I like the fact that it focused. Think of it more of like a, similar like the one I was talking about, Alien. Alien is a horror film in a sci-fi environment. This looks like a gangster crime thing in a Batman universe.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah.
The inner workings. Yeah. And that's where the corruption really begins. And I hope they delve into the story of the Batman and kind of the origins of that whole story. I don't know. I'm anxious to see how it plays out. But
you have a lot of high hopes, Tony. Prepare to be disappointed.
You're right.
I'm not going to be fooled.
You're like, I'm not a sucker. I've already been down this road. I know what's going to happen.
You've already burned me. I know that fire's hot. I'm not touching it again.
And the next thing up is finally we're getting to see House of Dragons, Game of Thrones, Season 2. I think 3 trailers dropped. There was one trailer for the main show, and then they had these other side ones called the official black trailer and the official green trailer. And what were your thoughts on that?
Well, you know me and dragons. And I loved the first season. Finally, some trailers that I'm excited about. I love what Max has done with the marketing around this. If you are Team Black, you know, they had a special trailer for you. And if you are Team Green, they had a special trailer for you as well. Both showed a lot of similar scenes, but a little bit different takes on each side, which I thought was brilliant. Whoever thought of this did it so well. So you get a little golf clap. Now, that being said, I will avoid anything else coming out for this because I do not want to be spoiled. I heard that they're going to introduce some new dragons in this upcoming season. Wow. And just so everybody knows, I am full on Team Black. I did read the book.
Yeah.
The whole Targaryen story, Rhaenyra is and should be the queen. And the ruler of this kingdom, but we'll see how that plays out. I actually know how it plays out because I'll be one of those book. I know.
You listen
and you
to
could
it.
Too. The story's out there. The story's out there. I'm not hoarding it. You could do the same. So, but anyway, the story's great, and I was very excited to see both these trailers on the scenes, and I'm looking forward to it. It comes out June 16th.
I don't know. When I see the green trailer and I see that little twerp that's on the throne,
I just want to smack his face.
I just want to hit him in the foss. I really do. I really want to hit him in the foss. It's just that guy. He gives me the fucking like the
what a good actor though to make you feel that way.
He gives me those Joffrey vibes, right? I mean, he's like, doesn't he give you those Joffrey vibes? And you're like, what a fucking douche.
The actors they pick for their villains, the whole Game of Thrones franchise.
Yeah,
I mean, like you seriously hate these people. Like they are so bad. Yo,
just gonna take a sword. Right?
Oh my gosh, Joffrey and was it Ramsay?
Dude, Ramsay was the worst, man. Oh, that guy was the worst,
right?
And when he got his due, oh my god, it was the sweetest thing I'd ever seen on television. Still, one of the best hours of television ever was that episode. Oh my god, it was.
They do it right. I mean, like they write these characters so well, and the actors who play them. I'm like, you feel like the anger, like they want to make you angry, and they're achieving it, and it is so good. The whole team does such a good job.
Aegon,
anyway, I know we're
Aegon is a fucking twerp. Fuck him.
Yeah.
Anyway, the next trailer, Monkey. I know, Wayne. I know, Wayne. We're running out of time. I get it. Monkey Man 2, or Monkey Man, the trailer number 2 came out this week, and this movie, we talked about trailers that show too much. This one seemed like it was just kind of a rehash of the first one. I mean, there were a couple of different scenes in there. But all in all, I'm still in. I can't fucking wait for this movie. This actually had more of like the reviews of people that have already seen it and incorporated into the trailer. And it's got me pumped. I cannot wait to see Monkey Man. It looks like something I've never seen before. I take that back. It looks like John Wick in like India, right? I mean, that's what it kind of looks like. Yeah. But I'm in, man. I'm loving everything that I'm seeing about it, everything that I'm hearing about it. I cannot wait for this movie to come out. And this trailer made me even more pumped about it. What were your thoughts on it?
Wow, we are totally opposite. It's so funny.
Really?
I feel like this trailer did a disservice for me because after watching the original, I was like, all right, you know, like I can get into this. The only thing that makes me want to see this film is that it's being produced by Jordan Peele, and I am a fan of his work and his projects. But other than that, I'm kind of I don't think I'm going to be rushing out to the theater to see this. If it's on, I think I'll watch it, but it's not one of those on my list where I'm going to make special time to go see. And I got the John Wick vibes also from you, which I love John Wick, but I've seen that, done that. And yeah, I'm just like, okay. So I was not, the trailer did not leave me excited.
Okay. Oren, what do you think?
I'm intrigued by it. I will see it. Maybe not in the movies, theaters, but I will see it. I will watch it. It looks like something I'd like.
Yeah, Wayne?
What Oren said.
I'm in. Brian, and let me just say, the fact that you're going to spend your hard-earned money and your hard-earned time to go see fucking Ghostbusters next week. You should just return that shit. Just return it. I'm just telling you. Just return it.
And you, I mean, it's Ghostbusters, right? We all loved, was that Afterlife? Yes,
we did.
So much.
We did.
And the fact that you don't like it makes me think that I'm going to love
Brian,
it.
Brian, okay. All right. I think I
all right. On to Beetlejuice.
No, I'm just going to say, I'm just going to leave it out there. Save your money on that and go see Monkey Man instead. That's all I'm saying. That's,
oh, goodness.
There you go.
No.
That's all I'm saying. Spend some time with that as opposed to what you're going to see and witness next week. But again, you may love it. And we'll see next week. Only time will tell.
We'll see.
And this is a movie I'm not, quite frankly, I'm, go ahead, Oren.
No, all I was going to say was this is what I was talking about. This teaser trailer, I mean, okay, yeah, it makes it look interesting. And they should just leave it at that. Because I'm afraid if they go into it more, it's just going to expose it for probably the crap it's going to be, I think. And, I mean, just, you know, but at least, you know, the teaser trailer makes it look intriguing. But just leave it and, you know, if you watch another teaser trailer. But, yeah, I don't know. I think just going on about it is going to, yeah.
Yeah.
That's all I want to say about it.
And that's Beetlejuice.
I am.
Beetlejuice.
So, I mean, I like Michael Keaton. I like, you know, Winona Ryder. I like Winona Ryder. Jenna Ortega. I mean, you know, hey, yeah. What's her face?
Catherine.
Home Alone mom.
Catherine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can remember her name. I like all the actors, but anyway.
I don't have high expectations for this. So I'm not delusional.
Yeah.
Right? My bar is very low on this, but I will say I'm not a big fan of Tim Burton, you know, to start
what?
With.
Oh, interesting.
Really?
Nope. Not a big fan of Tim Burton.
Wow, okay.
But I am a big fan, and this trumps everything, of Michael Keaton. I love Michael Keaton. Keaton. Yeah. Oh, am I saying his name wrong? Michael Keaton?
Keaton.
Anyway, he is one of my favorite actors. I think he's great. And I love most things that he's in. So, that being said, I was a fan of the original Beetlejuice. It's probably my favorite Tim Burton thing that's been done. But I don't have high hopes for this. Plus, I'm kind of over Jenna Ortega.
She's like in everything. Why is she now the go-to goth chick? Have you noticed that?
Remember,
she's like the go-to goth chick.
What I said about Pedro Pascal.
Yes.
Like Hollywood finds their flavor of the month.
True.
And now they are everywhere.
True.
And I am burnt out on him and I'm burnt out on her. And I'm not saying that they're not great at what they do. They are great. They are good actors and they work incredibly hard on their projects and stuff. And I have this mentality. If you can make the money, make the money. Go get your money. Go get paid. Be involved in these projects. But anyway. I just like, I'm seeing a lot of her and I'm just like, yeah, I'm kind of over it, but I will probably go see this with a low expectation for Michael Keaton.
Yeah. Listen, I'm not a fan of Beetlejuice. I never have been. I'm not, one of my least favorite Tim Burton films. Give me big,
it's funny. It's my favorite one.
And give me Pee Wee's Big Adventure over that.
Oh, is that Tim Burton?
Yes, that was his very first
film. I didn't
know that. So that give me over that Beetlejuice, but I'm not, color me not impressed. And again, Tim Burton usually finds these folks and then kind of gloms on to them for multiple projects. He's doing the same thing with Jenna Ortega. He did Wednesday with her, and now they're doing this. So I'm just again, they're going back to the trough, and I'm just not interested. Next up, Furiosa, a Mad Max Saga trailer too. God, I am so conflicted on this one, guys. This trailer was better than the first one. However,
so the bar was already low.
Exactly.
this is the reverse. Yeah,
but I have to give George Miller credit, man. This guy is like, he has surprised me time and time again. This one looks a little tinny, a little fake, a little artificial. I'm just, I don't know. I want to see it. I think I will go see it. Just because I trust in this director's vision, and he's the guy that created Mad Max, so I will trust in that a little bit. But I don't know. I'm just it looks good. It looks better than the last trailer, but not by much. So everybody,
I am a hard pass. I am a hard pass. I'm just not a fan of the franchise, even when Mel Gibson was involved. I'm just not a fan of the franchise. I just never struck a chord with me. I never wanted to go back to it. I was like, I could care less. It's a bunch of people playing in the desert. You know,
did you ever see
where did they find all this equipment anyway?
Did you see Fury Road?
I don't know.
The one with Tom Hardy? No.
That was good.
That was a fucking was fantastic and film, dude.
Was Charlene Theron, I think, was involved in one of these projects.
That's her character. That's her character as a prequel of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The thing is, I like her in her character.
Give it a shot. That was a good film. It was one of the best action films I've ever seen in my entire life. And it was fucking great. Oren, what were your thoughts? You're a hard pass too, right?
Oh, yeah. That's all.
Oh, and we're gonna leave the hard pass for last, and lastly, The Acolyte official trailer dropped, and quite frankly, Star Wars is fucking dead, and this looks like it is going to continue that legacy of Star Wars being dead. This looks so horrendous, so bad. I just there is nothing in it that resonated one iota to me. There was nothing in there that made me go, huh? And again, Brian, you talk about the DCEU and the DC universe. Star Wars is that to me right now. It's dead.
Right.
There's nothing that's going. There's nothing that's going to bring it back to me. Nothing that they can do or say. And then when I saw this trailer, I absolutely just thought it was stupid, and I don't know. It just did nothing for me. This is a very, very, very hard pass for me.
I'm the same with you. I could care less about this. I've given them way too much time, way too much money, and I've tried to convince myself that maybe this is good if I squinted and I drank a lot, but I can't. I can't do it. I can't do it anymore. They've burned me too many times. I feel the same way about this as I did the Penguin. Yeah. I'm over it. I'm over it. I'm on to other things now. Yeah. And, and I'm not sorry for it. So there you go.
All right, Oren. You said you had something to say about this trailer, right?
Oh, well, I mean, nothing big. I don't know how it's going to turn out. But, you know, if deep down inside, going back to the original Star Wars, you know, I was a Star Wars kid. And I'm always going to give it a chance. Yeah, maybe total shit, but hey, don't have to go to the theater to see it. It's on Disney Plus, so maybe it'll have the Andor effect. I don't know, but I'm going to give it a shot. I'm not going
to. If it does have the Andor effect, you need to let us know.
Oh no, I'm not telling you guys. But I don't know guys, so I'm having an empty mind. I'm going to watch it and I'm going to enjoy it myself.
Good for you.
So fuck you guys, and I'm going home.
That's all right. Good for you.
So
well played.
Yeah, you guys are so determined to fuck it. I'm If you're that determined, I'm not going to try to, you know, persuade you any other way.
But this is the thing. We trust in your, and if we kept you awake, yeah, if we kept you awake and kept you engaged, then guess what? I'll give it a shot. You're the one that told me about Andor, and I was like, no, I'm not going to do it. Then Wayne said the same thing, and I ended up watching it, and it was the best thing that I've seen in Star Wars in years. So I trust in your judgment when it comes to Star Wars.
That's all I'm saying is I'm just going to give it a shot. I don't have high hopes for it, like you said, judging by the looks of it, but it's something different, you know, exploring the before everything happened, you know, with the, so I'm going to give it a shot.
Right. And then we'll see how it goes. All right. And I guess, you know what? That concludes the cornucopia this week. Go ahead, Wayne. How are we looking on time?
Tony, Brian, and Oren, this is your 1 minute warning.
What the fuck was that? Oh my
creepy.
God. All right.
What was that?
Hey, 1 minute warning.
The aliens are here.
That was fucking creepy. Talk about being creeped out. All right, Oren, where can people find us on our social media platforms, my friend?
All righty. 1 minute warning. Guys, here we go real quick. We're going to cut this down in 15 seconds. Twitter is at the Common One. TikTok is Common Setter Uno. Instagram is at the Knowledge of Nothing. Facebook, the Knowledge of Nothing. And if you want to hear us, you know, anywhere you get, excuse me, sorry, ran out of breath. Anywhere you get podcasts, find us, love us. You know, you will. And if you want to give us some constructive criticism or just tell us how much you love our show, info at the Knowledge of Nothing is where you can do that. info@knowledgeofnothing.com. We'd love to hear from you. Try to make this interactive as possible. And guys, you know, I just want to leave the people with this one thought, if I may. You know, life is too short for fake butter, fake cheese, or fake people. Take that with you and remind yourself daily. Everyone, we love you. Thanks for listening. Thank you for letting us take you where you need to be each and every week.
All right. Thanks. And Brian, we're calling in a show, my friend. Anything that you would like to say before we end it?
No. Thank you for supporting the show, everybody. We'll see you next week.
All right. Sweet. And as always, thank you for taking this journey into nothing. This has been the Knowledge of Nothing podcast. And as always, we will see you next time. All right, Wayne, where are we at with your time?
10, 9, 8, 7, 6,
wow, so
5,
we did it.
4,
yay!
3,
thank you, everybody.
2, thank you.
1, 0.